This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 145 for Tuesday, March 17th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, I'm still not wearing any green.
I did earlier today, and then I switched to, you can't really see it, my brand new UMass t-shirt.
And I am also wearing a t-shirt as well, which is unusual for the podcast, the Amherst Brewing Company, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
I know. I'm excited. So
we are back home.
Thank God.
After 2 weeks of being on the road, with a brief 72-hour stop in between.
I don't like those.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't.
That's not enough. We need more time. It's too crazy, too chaotic, and too exhausting.
Well, you know, we're working on that, so
I know.
Maybe it'll be easier. We should probably start off right away before we get into the shows, because once we get into the shows, it's just gonna keep going. We heard the sad news this week. That Nobuyoshi Nagahara-san, however you know him by, the Sailor Master Nib man himself, has passed away at 83. Passed away at 83, okay. I don't know what to say. Very sad. We did determine, or at least I did determine, for a while there, I didn't think I had ever met Mr. Nagahara. But as it turns out, I believe I actually did a number of years ago in Chicago, because I can't think of any other elder Japanese man who would have come to Chicago who didn't speak any English or much. That was doing nib work, so.
Yeah. I met him years ago as well.
So, and I still have the pen. It's actually sitting on my desk here. I don't believe I've ever actually inked it up since I had him work on the nib. So, maybe this next week is the time. It's a very plain Japanese eyedropper. It's hard rubber with a Rushi lacquer, steel nib, and then it has this cool, for those of you familiar with Japanese eyedroppers, it has an ink shut off on the back. So it looks like a plunger, but it's not. It's just a shut off. So.
Very cool.
Cool pen.
People in the chat say they can't see us.
Can't see us. Well. Don't know. Got to keep going.
What else is... along with the passing of Mr. Nagahara, Mike Masuyama had posted it first, and then a number of people picked it up and were retweeting it and such. It was interesting to find out from Jin Takamura of Atoya, the distributor of Sailor here in the U.S., that in Japan... since Mr. Nagahara was actually a former employee, since he had retired, and to the Japanese, he wasn't quite as he wasn't quite the cult sensation that he is here in the U.S. And so, Sailor U.S. and Sailor U.K. worked up a press release about the death of Mr. Nagahara, because Sailor Japan wouldn't have done that, or certainly not very quickly. They expressed their condolences privately to the family, but here in the U.S., Jin knew that Mr. Nagahara was very important in the pen community, so they asked us to release the press release out to social media, since they don't do a lot of social media. But it was interesting to speak with Jin about the differences in the two cultures and how they were working to kind of bridge that gap. I just thought it was interesting.
Yep. Yeah, it was. So glad we could do that and help out.
Yeah, it's always nice to talk to Jin.
Yeah.
So, let's see, what have we been doing for the last couple weeks? Pen show.
Pen shows, yes. 2 weeks ago, Baltimore, Maryland.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah. I know, right?
We left on Thursday, got there Friday morning, and set up. There was the big storm, and so everyone was worried about the weather. We ended up leaving about 5 o'clock on Thursday, and we rode behind it so that we had no issues whatsoever.
Yeah, it was pretty pretty smooth sailing, that's for sure. So, real pleased with that. But keep talking. I'm trying to figure this out here.
Okay. So we got to Baltimore. We set up. All 3 days were very good. Lots of traffic. Bert puts on a good show. This year it was at yet another hotel. I thought it was a nice hotel. It was a DoubleTree, I believe.
Yeah, third different one in 3 years, but
I think this was a good one.
Yeah.
I thought that the setup was pretty much the same. I mean, you'll find that most of the show organizers try to put vendors in the same place they always are. That way, you're across from the same people or next to the same people, behind the same people. As long as that works out, it's easier on them to not have to move people around. And this way, you can tell your friends and customers that, you know, we're always at the end of this aisle or we're always next to so-and-so, and most people like that. They like that familiarity.
Yeah. Sorry. Trying to get this straightened out here. I think we got
all right.
Cover up.
I don't remember who we saw. I don't remember.
We saw like everybody, right?
Yeah, we did. It was great. It was a good show. We went home. All was well.
Yeah, we got pens. No, I got a couple.
There was an auction.
There was an auction, but before one of the first purchases I made, a gentleman came to the table and he had a number of Esterbrooks and some nibs, and I really wasn't all that interested in the pens, but he had one thing that I wanted that I'd never seen before. Now some of you are familiar with Esterbrook Renew Points. They come in a little tiny box that the nib comes in, and then there were 12 of those sit inside another box. Later ones are red or green, or red, green and black, and they have flaps, but the early ones have a little slip cap, and this one is unusual. It's blue, and it says...
You were so excited about that box.
Paladar Series Renew Points for Esterbrook Fountain Pens. Now, on the side, there's a little square here that usually they would stamp or they would write in the nib. In this case... there's no nib listed, but it does say 35 cents upside down for some reason. I don't know why. But I never seen this before, and it didn't hit me until later that Paladar is really palladium, and the only palladium nibs are 8000 series nibs. So this is a box for the wartime 8000 series nibs, Paladar series. So... Very cool. Blue and silver.
You were very excited.
Yep.
It was kind of geeky.
What?
Yep. Now, one thing that happened totally blew me away. I even had to tweet about it. In the auction on Saturday night, Brian won a rollerball. He intentionally bid on it. It wasn't an accident. He intentionally bid on it, and he won a rollerball. And then it turned out it wasn't even a rollerball; it was a felt tip.
It was crazy.
What the heck were you doing?
Now, first of all, I gotta first say, okay, here's the pen. Sorry, Wayne. And if you see this, if you can see it in the chat, you can see it looks interesting. It has a brushed stainless steel barrel. It has what I believe to be a Macrolon cap.
It's cool.
A brushed stainless steel clip.
But you want a rollerball.
On the bottom, it's got the L for Lamy. You take the cap off, and you've got a plastic. It looks like a plastic section. It's a felt tip. Okay. So, first of all, this was $10.
I don't care.
It was $10, right? This is, and of course, Bob Nurin was right across from us, and Bob, you used to be for a long time the Lamy repair center. So if anybody ever needed a Lamy repaired, they sent it. They literally sent it to Bob. And I believe he told me this is 1954. This is pre-Lamy 2000. So kind of a cool little thing. And I think I opened it up tonight. I got to look at it at the store. It takes the M30 refill, and I think they actually still make that refill.
Oh, cool. So you could use it.
We could actually use it if we wanted to. Yeah, we could use it. It's kind of cool.
It is.
You know, and Bob was saying he would get these pens a lot, because the section here would crack, and then they're out of parts. Germany doesn't have any parts, but this one is in perfect condition. It's got the nice little clutch ring, just like the Lamy 2000 does, but it's older than that. So kind of a neat little. I mean, for $10, I said, what the heck, you know? I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? You know, spend $10 on more than $10 on two cups of coffee. So I won a couple other things in the auction. Nothing of real note, I guess. Parts pens, some other pens that I'm eventually going to put up for sale. But I think really the highlight for me, I did add one unusual pen to my collection. This guy here, it's a kind of a blue-gray marble.
Where did you get that?
Where did I get that? I got this at the auction. This was like...
Okay.
This was like number, I don't know, like 6 or something. It was really early on in the auction. Maybe it was number 1.
I was working.
Yeah, you were working. Lisa's working the auction. This is an early, late 1930s Pilot. Okay? And what attracted me to it is not only the marbling, but it has a stainless steel nib, which, you know, puts it right around that wartime. I looked in Andy Lambrow's Fountain Pens of Japan, and he had a very similar pen. Circa 1938, so it's kind of in that range. But the nib itself says, best in the world, Pilot. And
that
then it
cool.
has this cool breather hole that's shaped like a V. And the best part about it, this is a Japanese eyedropper, so there's a little knurled knob that insets in the end of the barrel, and that's your ink shut off right there. So, nice condition, cool clip that the Pilots have in that era. So, nice, pretty neat pen, and it actually it seals up well, so I could actually put ink in it.
Cool. What else did you get? Where did you buy the next pen? Did we get that from Jimmy?
We did, but you know there was another pen I totally forgot about that I should mention.
Get a pen?
What's that?
Did I get a pen?
Did you get a pen? I don't know. Did you get a pen?
I don't think I did in Baltimore. What's up with that?
I don't know.
You it was just... an awfully good pen show for you.
Well, yeah, I didn't pay much for a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend George always comes to the table, and he opens up his case and he shows me. He starts out with some Heath overlay. He always does. He says, oh, check this out. And then he pulls out something else, and he goes, well, maybe you're interested in this. So I managed to pick this up off of him. It's a modeled hard rubber Wurt.
And George and I have a deal that he's not allowed to sell you pens. You know, you guys can trade or whatever, but I think he's, like, paying for school through selling pens to you. I think in fact, didn't I ask him if we could claim him as a dependent?
This is really cool. Now, there's no cap, okay? But there is a nib, And the only reason I bought it was because of the nib. It's a number one wort nib. It has the vented feed on the back. But the nib itself, actually, most of these normally are ventless. This one actually has a vent, but it's shaped in the form of a crescent. Now, I certainly don't claim to be any wort authority. I maybe have a couple dozen of them. But never, ever seen one like this. And I'm sure George will back me up in saying that this is probably of a fairly scarce item. So
I didn't realize George was in the chat.
He is, yeah, that's why I said.
All right. Well, George, let me know if I can claim you on my taxes.
Yeah. So I did pick that one up. Actually, I believe I could be able to find a cap for this pen at some point. I have another number one wort that the cap actually does fit on it. So it's a cool pen. So I really appreciate that, George. That was really, really cool. And of course, I bought some other stuff from George too, but parts and stuff.
You know, the two of you are just not to be kept unsupervised.
I didn't buy anything. Okay, I can't say that. I didn't buy anything from George in Long Island. That's not true.
Well, so Baltimore was a good show. We had dinner with Hugh and Carol.
Yep. Where's my applause button? There it is. I don't know if they're in the chat or not, but
that was fun. It was nice to get out of the hotel. We went to another hotel for
the
dinner.
The one we were at last year.
Yeah. So it was cool to walk in and it's like, oh wait, we've been here, except we weren't staying there or the show wasn't there that weekend, so it was I was confused. But it was good. We had a nice dinner. It was nice to get out. It was great to see them. They've got a lot going on, so it was good to get caught up. And
we played with pens for a little while, and mm-hmm. that was cool. So
yeah, we had a good time.
But I did get that other pen.
Yes,
on Sunday. On Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking around my desk, and I don't think I got a single thing in Baltimore.
Now this is the only one I paid. We paid more for dinner than I paid for the previous three pens. So. They didn't pay much.
Right.
This pen, though, it was between this and an eyedropper that I was looking at that I still may consider one of these days. But you actually went and secured this for me. And this happened to be a couple days before Mr. Nagahara passed away. A Sailor 1911. This is a large. This is the earlier version with the semi-flat top, and it's got the inset Sailor logo, that little clear acrylic or whatever that is in there. This is in dark blue, which is really cool. It's different than the current blue that they have. It looks almost black. But the star of the show is the Nagahara Fude Yamanin nib. And the Fude is bent up, similar to we had in the past, the Duke Confucius compound art pen that kind of went up. This provides line variation based on the angle of the pen. So very high up, you can get fine. And as you rotate the pen down, you get medium and like ridiculously broad strokes if you go horizontal. So early 21 karat nib with the early logo on it. Very, very cool pen.
You tried to fake Jenny out in Long Island when you showed it to her, hoping she wouldn't notice that it was bent when she uncapped it, and then she'd do what I did with the Duke pen. You go to write with it, and you realize that the entire end of the nib is bent, and you think that you broke it. But
well,
she was smarter than that. So,
she didn't fall for that, really. The thing about this type of nib is it takes a little getting used to, and I spent the better part of a day. I was frustrated as all get out. I just couldn't get it to work, and it was, it wasn't writing well, and it took about three quarters of a day almost before I finally got the angle part right and where the sweet spot is, and And now that I know where that is, it's a fun pen to write with. You know, you can write your list of things to do, and then you can cross them out with that nice broad stroke. It's really, really kind of a fun pen. So,
David in the chat asked if it's not the same as a Zoom, and the Zoom has the tipping that is faceted underneath, like a normal nib, and this nib is actually, the tip is actually bent up.
Is actually bent up, and you can actually see how it's, you know, how it was bent. It's similar, but this, in comparison to the Zoom, this provides more drastic line variation, and primarily that super double, I mean, I don't even know what to call it, quadruple broad stroke, primarily you're going to see it on a horizontal. You can get it vertical, but it's more horizontal than anything. You can also write with a nib upside down for an extra fine. But Zoom's got a much narrower range of line variation than compared to this, for sure. So,
well, the Fude is definitely an interesting nib, totally not for me.
Yeah. So,
but the body, that blue, is just gorgeous.
It is. Yeah. It's, you know, and it's that cool, that flat. It's got the round barrel end, but the semi-flat, flattened off top, and it's really a killer pattern. So
yeah, so you made out like a bandit in Baltimore.
I did all right. So, but you know, I did pick up some other pens at the auction that I will sell, so it all balances out.
Mm-hmm. Steph popped up. She was there.
Yep. Love Steph.
So that was fun. It was. We had a good time. I don't know why we didn't expect to see her, but she just all of a sudden was there. It's kind of cool. Then, so we left Baltimore, had perfectly fine weather on the way back. Everything was great. I think we should
mention that I think we set a record in Baltimore.
Oh, it was crazy.
I don't know what was different from that than in L.A., because we had one more table than we did in L.A., but we tore down in less than 2 hours?
Yeah, it was. We've never done tear down in such a short amount of time.
I mean, normally it's three minimum, and that's hustling it. So, you know. But we got it under two, and with daylight savings time, we actually got out. It's nice to be driving in the light, and got home Monday afternoon, about 12:30-ish.
I think so.
I went straight to work. You and Garrett and Dave unpacked, and that was that. And then
we were home for barely, I think it was 76 hours.
Yeah, 76 hours. Not much. I worked like 37 of those.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
I was a hurting unit on Thursday because I started work at 2:30 in the morning, and I took a half hour nap from what, 7 to 7:30, and then I worked from 7:30 until 4 o'clock, and we left at 5.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, Long Island bound then, and on we the way.
We left about 4 o'clock, I guess about 5 o'clock on Thursday to go to Long Island.
Well, and you surprised me on the way out.
I did, because I'm really sweet, and I think you owe me.
Well, I owe you. That doesn't sound good.
I'm going to collect.
I honestly was not, you know, we joke a lot at the store, and we say, you know, we get neat stuff in, and we're like, oh, I want one of those for myself. Well, you know, 9 times out of 10, that normally doesn't happen. I mean, if we did that, we wouldn't have any pens in the store. But so we got in, what, about a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks or something like that, the Namiki, the Vanishing Point in Rodden.
It was last week.
Was it last week? Okay.
They came in and I set one aside.
And I've always loved it. It's got these, you know, these pearl mother abalone
shells.
Underneath the lacquer, and as you rotate it,
it's very pretty.
Yeah, they reflect light, green, pink, and they're just gorgeous. And I've always wanted one since since I had my first Vanishing Point, but I knew there was just at the time I couldn't afford it. And Lisa asked me, she says, "Well, are you gonna take the rod?" I said, "Well, you know, yeah, let's take it." She goes, "No, you're gonna, you know, it's for you." So I didn't ask twice. I took it and I did actually ink it up right at the show, and it was handy. Oh my goodness, I don't know what I've been doing without using a Vanishing Point for all these years.
Love it.
I'm going to go on public record. Thank you very much. You're such a sweetheart.
Yep.
Well, listen here. Now, we go to the show, and I purposely don't put one pen on the table. You pack it, and I never put it on the table because I know you want it, and I don't want to sell it.
Okay, well, then I'll take the Sailor Old Teak this week. You know, it can be a recovery present. That's it. It'll help me recover faster. So on the way to Long Island, we have a tradition, an annual tradition. Well, we stop in.
Look, 3 years running now?
Yep. We stop in at Kenrow Industries, and we see everybody who's there that day on Friday. Every day, Kenrow has lunch together. And they always invite us. This year, we knew that we would probably be a little bit too late, and we didn't want to hold them up. So they had lunch, and then we arrived a little after that. But we just have such a good time. Every year, we get to see things that prototypes, things that haven't been announced yet, things they don't even have pictures of on the website. So it's really cool and kind of nerdy to see some of the new stuff that nobody else gets to see yet.
We did see some prototypes, didn't we? I totally forgot about that until you mentioned it.
Yeah, the new colors. I'm excited.
The colors of the Tyrannus.
Yes, these are pretty. I'm not sure which color I want.
Well, you know, I didn't understand when they told us that, you know, we didn't. If they come in blue, green, and purple are going to be new colors in the Tyrannus with a lower price point. And I don't know why we ordered fewer of the green. They said the green wasn't going to be as popular. I don't know how they can say that. I kind of like the green. I thought it was kind of cool. We are getting some of those in, though.
Yes.
I don't remember how many you ordered, but
I ordered some.
You ordered some, yeah. So that's part of the other tradition is we go and we end up walking out of there with something.
Boxes of stuff. Yeah.
It wasn't nearly as bad this year.
No.
Well, depends on how you look at it.
Well, part of what we do is we bring Kenrow a little bit of Wisconsin, and so last year we brought kind of a cheese platter. This year we brought some cheese and two mixed six packs of our favorite beer.
Local beer,
because you guys know we're into local beer wherever we go. So that was fun. And we brought Joel Blumberg, the president of Kenrow, we brought him a cheese head. Deneen and Ryan promised me that he would have a good sense of humor, because, I mean, it's kind of weird and ugly. And he put it on. He was pleased as punch. So that was great.
So he better be in his office when we see him next year.
Ryan says that when we chat with him next, he may wear it.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. So now it's always great to see them and spend some time with them. And it is fun to see things that are new and about to be released. So we always have a great time.
Yeah, so we picked up a couple things that we're going to be mostly primarily for the store, but some of the stuff will show up on the web. I'm going to say this. No, some pretty cool little impulse and Paul points. And then we did pick up something we're going to talk about next week or next podcast, whenever it is.
We also picked up some Omas.
Yes.
So we such a dork. So we've had a couple Omas pieces here and there, but we are definitely moving
in that direction.
Bigger in that direction. So there will be quite a number of new Omas pens coming up on the site soon, and in the store. Some really cool stuff. It was very exciting.
Yeah, the London smoke Was it London Smoke or London Fog? The London.
I thought it was Smoke.
Smoke, yeah. I think it's, I keep thinking it's London Fog, but it's London Smoke. The black one that I like is coming. So lots of cool stuff. It was really fun shopping for those.
We were like kids in the candy store. It was very exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we're going to grow that line this year, I think. And I'm as enthusiastic about Omas as I am about Sailor, and as Lisa is about Aurora. I'm excited about it. I think they're fantastic pens. It's going to be fun. So and we picked up a couple of kind of discontinued pieces and just beautiful, beautiful materials. Just love them. So that was the in a nutshell. That was the Kenro visit.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, since we've been there three times, we actually were able to make our way. It's kind of hidden little. It's not a hidden little building, but there's no big sign that says Kenro Industries. It's in an office building, and
it's discreet.
It is very discreet. Yeah, that's a good word for it.
So. But we always have a good time, and everybody's just so warm and friendly, so we love that. And then Saturday night, Friday night. What night was it?
Friday night we went to bed at 7. We went to bed at like 7:30, and then we woke up at 9. We took a nap from 7:30 to 9, and then we woke up at 9 and went back to bed at 9:30. So.
Yeah. So Saturday night we had dinner with Bill and Jenny, and we went to we went to their hotel, and we had dinner in a sports bar. And it was loud, but it was fun. Everybody was just
we should mention that there was a New York Islanders game that night, and the arena is in the same parking lot essentially as the hotel. So everybody's there for the game, and then the game starts and the whole place clears out.
Yeah.
So they brought us some gifts. Of course, which we're wearing here, I have the Amherst Brewing Company, and then on the back, it's got little ducks on them, and Lisa's got the UMass.
Bill got me a T-shirt from UMass, Minutemen.
So. That's a cool-looking shirt, actually.
It is. You can't have it. It's mine.
Oh, well, it looks
like it's... You got the beer T-shirt to match the beer.
I got and of course, the gallon jug of beer, which is chilling out in their fridge as we speak. I have not opened it up yet, but...
I can't drink tonight.
Yeah, you can't drink, so we'll wait and we'll let it age properly.
We'll let it chill out. But no, I love that we get this gallon jug of beer. It's awesome. So, but dinner was great. It's always awesome to see them, and I'm not a huge football fan, or I'm not especially knowledgeable about football or any of the players. Like, I know a couple names, and that's about it. But it's just fascinating to hear them talk and to listen to Bill talk about work. It's just a whole nother field or it's like a whole nother world.
He has a different perspective on it.
Yeah, but it's like people who don't know anything about pens who listen to pen people talk. It's just cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's fascinating.
I gotta fix this here. Ooh. I know. Sorry.
What was that?
I was moving the screen.
So dinner was great. Went back to the hotel. Got up early for day two.
It was a good show.
I mean, it was busy Saturday. It was really busy.
It was busy. So that was the other thing. It was nice to sit, have somebody wait on us, and to just relax and be with friends and not have to be moving and selling and explaining things and helping. And it was nice just to sit.
It was kind of for me, it was kind of a little overly stressful day. Saturday was, you know, there were some five finger discounts in the room, and we got hit by that, and as did a number of other vendors. And so by the time the day was done, I was really glad to just get out of there, which is not normally the case. I would stay at a Pencho forever, but this time I just wanted to, you know, get out. So Sunday came along, and I just looking forward to, because Sunday is always at every show except for LA is always much more casual. You know, it can be busy in the morning, but it's much more casual. You get time to chat with people. It was good. It wasn't, we got to see some friends come back that were there on Saturday, some that only came, and you had a gift.
I did. A customer and a friend of ours, I talked to him on the phone a lot, and he brought me a pen.
And you got your choice.
I did. I got to choose from three. And I was blown away by the generosity. I ended up taking this really cool Pilot. You probably can't see the kind of the cross hatching in it. But really very pretty. It's a very pretty, like a red brown with gold trim, gold nib.
Yeah, that is cool.
But it was incredibly thoughtful. So thank you, Morali.
It's made by Pilot. It's got the Pilot nib mm-hmm. sticker on it. It looks like it's for Marozen, if I pronounce that correctly, which is, I believe, is one of the Japanese retailers. But nice pen. I actually, when you weren't looking today, I scribbled with it.
What?
And
using my pens?
I wrote something on a list you threw out. You didn't even comment on what I wrote on the list.
I saw it.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. Every one of my to-do lists, no matter what it is, whether it's things to order, groceries, you know, things to have the kids do or whatever my to-do list says, Brian always writes "Love, Brian" on it. That never gets crossed off, honey.
But you threw the paper out. You're just like, whatever.
Yeah. So it's a nice pen. I'm very touched. But I also acquired two other new pens this week.
You did?
Yes. It was very exciting. So, you ready?
Are we ready? Are we moving around to that? Are we going to say anything else about the show? There's a lot of people there. I mean, in both shows, I can't even...
I can't even do shout-outs. There were so many people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a usual gang of suspects, and then there's all the cool local folks.
I will remember some, but I certainly won't remember all, and I always feel bad about that. But it's two shows in 2 weeks is just too crazy.
Yeah.
My brain is shot. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Yeah, okay.
So some of the things that poor Dave, of course, is back at the store while we're traveling all over the country, and he's got all these things coming in, and you know he's shipping out all the orders, and so he sends us these funny emails about you know what deliveries have come in, certain customers that have come into the store, things that happen, local activities. Yeah, for some reason, you know, downtown Appleton is sometimes very busy with police activity, and so he's always sending us just funny emails.
He has a way with words, our Dave does.
Yes, it's awesome. So one of the things that came in the last week and a half was we did not have these in Baltimore. These came in after Baltimore.
That's correct. We're going on order on the list here, apparently.
Yeah, sorry. So
Whatever.
One of the things that first came in was the new Delta Unica in Anderson Green.
Yeah, it's a pretty, pretty, pretty material. This is kind of like an olive green. It's the same material that they use for the newest Delta Fusion 82s. Just gorgeous. It really looks like velvet.
Almost. In the light, it's really pretty. My lighting doesn't do it justice. the same 50 pieces as the red one that we did, the same nib, but just a really, really pretty green. So if you're into green, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, so I guess this is my St. Patrick's Day green. Yeah, so.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, 50 pieces numbered and signed AP on the back of the cap. Fine, medium, broad nibs. Really just real pleased with this. It's just such a Unica is such a nice platform for a custom
color. For a custom color.
Yep.
Yep. Something else that came in was the long-awaited copper orange Lammy. I really like it. I was not a huge fan of the neon coral from last time, but this is a great color. You know, your typical Lammy nib.
Well, now, the neon coral was a safari, and this is the all.
Right, so, right, correct. Sorry, I was referring to the
coral either, but they seem to get it right on the All Stars. I don't know, maybe it's just the metal. I don't know. I like them all.
Yeah, well, the copper orange is selling quickly, so if you want one, grab it now. We do have more on order, but Lammy sometimes takes a little while to ship. The ink is really pretty. This time. We did get the bottle ink and the cartridges, and it's a really, really pretty color.
Yeah, it's a decent orange.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, I like the orange. It's kind of a darker shade to it.
Almost like a pumpkin.
Yeah. It's a nice.
Very pretty. They've done a good job. I was impressed. We also will be getting in the new black All Stars, and I have ordered, but they're not shipping yet, the new neon lime Safari.
Neon lime.
I know.
What is it, the Coach store?
Oh my God, that was bad. So those have come in and they're on the site. We'll have a sample of the copper orange ink up in a few days. But meanwhile, it's moving well. What else?
What else is new? Well, a couple weeks ago, what's that?
Do the first thing first?
I was going to do the next thing.
Okay, do the next thing.
A couple weeks ago, of course, there was the announcement that the VAX 700s in colors have been discontinued. We did manage to, we actually sold out what we had, and then we did manage to get pretty much the last bit of VAX 700s that were available at Twisby in amber, sapphire, and smoke. So we have a few of those left. If you wanted to get one, now's probably the time because they're not going to make them again.
No.
And there are we only have a few of the VAC 20 bottles left. So I think we're down to maybe 5 bottles, maybe even less than that. But
yeah, when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, and there will be no more. So I do believe they're going to remake the VAC bottle, but who knows when that's going to happen. So
correct.
All right, so. I'll do the first one here on the list.
Okay.
Later on this week, probably Friday morning, we will be actually moving our website to a new server, which will benefit us in a number of ways and benefit you in a number of ways. Quicker response, it's a semi-dedicated server. So instead of sharing it with all sorts of other websites, it'll be much fewer. It's just a better move all around. What that means for you non-tech people, which sometimes can be me, even though I am in tech, there will be a short downtime sometime in the wee hours of the morning, 30 minutes to an hour. But just in case you happen to be up at 2 in the morning on Friday, that's what's going on. So afterwards, you won't notice anything different.
Yeah.
Well, you might. Everything should be.
It should be positive.
Yeah, everything should. It's a positive move. We should have quicker response on everything. So.
It'll be good.
Yep. Looking forward to it. And last but not least.
We got in. I know. I've been waiting for this. All right, all right. I've been waiting for this for months now. We now have Detrimentis Inc., and about a third of what we've ordered arrived while we were gone. So we've got 20 new colors up on the site. We do not have the swabs up yet. We will have those up in the next few days. Another 40-ish colors are on their way. I have no idea when they will get here, but I'm assuming it would be fairly soon. They are made by just one man in Germany, so I'm not sure if he made up the entire batch for us and then shipped it all, and just the boxes are taking a couple days, or if he shipped what he had and he's still making the rest. But we do have 20 colors up and more on the way, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah, finally. Finally, so. In fact, I got some image work to do tonight, maybe. But, yeah, we're excited to finally get it. Cool bottles, glass bottles.
Yes.
Please they made it safe from Germany, so.
No, they were very well packed.
So, very cool. All right, that's kind of... working on a couple other things in the store we can talk about at some other point, but moving some things around. And Carpenter Joe was in today.
We've got big plans for Carpenter Joe in the next few weeks.
And yeah, it's gonna be exciting. Some exciting things going on in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. Anything else? We want to just move right along. And
we want to move along. Now, next week there will not be a podcast. I am having cataract surgery, of all things, tomorrow, so I'm not sure what I'm going to see out of what I the next week, so we're going to wait 2 weeks.
Okay.
So there you go.
This will be the last time you see Lisa with glasses.
I know, I'm excited. First time in 42 years, so, all I have to wear is readers.
So wait a minute, you don't have to wear glasses, and I have bifocals now.
Hi. It's medically necessary.
Yeah, it is medically necessary.
Like, it's not like I'm electing to have LASIK or whatever. It's medically necessary.
Okay.
It's because I'm old.
Well, I am finally getting used to the
good
bifocals. So.
But anyway, so next week we will not have a podcast. We will have one the week after.
Oh, you know, every 2 weeks, that's not a bad idea. You know,
we'll see.
We can just pile up all the cool stuff to talk about.
There you go. Carrie was giving me all sorts of cool ideas.
Yeah, oh yeah, we saw Carrie in Long Island.
Yep.
Among other dozens of other people. So.
But it was good to see him.
So.
So anyway, that's about it.
Shout outs, too many people to mention. Everybody we saw in every cool person we saw in Long Island.
I can't even remember everybody. No, there are some people I do remember we should comment on. And if I don't mention you, I'm just so sorry. Don't be mad at me. We saw Terumi, and I don't even remember which show. I think that was Baltimore. We got to see Winnie and Alan in Long Island. We saw Carrie in Long Island. Steph was in Baltimore. Hugh and Carol were in Baltimore. We had several people pick up orders from both shows. We got to see George Remakis.
Oh, yeah.
He's like our adopted
son. At both shows.
I know. He's like stalking you. You had to pay for
it. Could be worse.
Could be worse. Could be worse. Oh, God. Who else? Too many people.
Half the people in the chat were at one or both of the shows.
That's true. Tim Girdler was behind us in Baltimore and across from us.
Was he behind us? John Hall was behind us. John and Jonathan were behind us in Baltimore.
Oh, Tim was behind us in Philly. I can't even remember. I don't even know. But it was just really awesome.
Yeah, Terumi was in Long Island. That's what I thought. Yeah, yeah.
No, Terumi was in Baltimore.
He says Long Island.
Was
exclamation
she?
Mark.
Yes, they were. Oh, my God.
That's what I thought.
I know. Just forgive me. whoever was there, it was good to see you, and I'm sorry I can't keep track of who's where, when, and yeah. Yeah, it was good to see everybody.
So yeah, we get a little bit of four or five week reprieve before Atlanta, so
Yes.
That's cool. Atlanta's gonna be a blast.
Yes, it will.
Cool stuff.
And Jenny, of course, we saw you guys. That was awesome. And Jenny was unhappy that I didn't scream, so I screamed.
Yeah, you did scream. Yeah. So.
Well, at first she's like, "Oh, I expected the scream," and so I'm still hugging her, and I screamed, and I think she's probably deaf in one ear now. But no, it was. Long Island is a little bit more of a difficult show, personality-wise. So when we can see friendly, happy people, it's really good.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. It does so much. Yeah. But it was nice that at least there was coffee at the end of our table. That was helpful.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's right there. You know, whatever. Yeah. Who else? Deneen, Ryan, Brian from Kenro, all the guys. Joel.
Yeah.
Neil from Kenro. Everybody else.
Yeah. That's it.
Is that it for this week?
I think so. I need to get ready for surgery tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks everyone.
You're out of practice.
That's all, folks. Thanks everyone. That's tough to say. Thanks everyone for listening. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin 54911.
Or send us an email.
Brian@AndersonPens.com.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.com. You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and whatever other social media you're on. We are Anderson Pens.
Blog.AndersonPens.com.
And the website is AndersonPens.com.
Join our mailing list. Check out the blog for updates and new products and events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Good night.